Welcome to the City Council meeting of November 12th, 2025. This meeting will be called to order 7:01 p.m. The roll call, please, Jade.
Mayor Smith.
Here.
Austin Roop. Tony Light. Janie Gunderson.
Here.
Janie Eubank.
Here.
Jack Foster Jr.
Here.
Rachel Gunderson.
Here.
Billy Dushkin Jr.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Okay, first order of business is the approval of agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Any conflicts of interest? All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the November 12th, 2025 agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the November 12th, 2025 agenda.
A motion by Bill. We have a second. Second by Amy. A roll call, please, Jade.
Billy?
Yeah.
Marita?
Yeah.
Jack? Janie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Right, motion carries. I think he's on there.
There it is, admin.
Okay.
Neil.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, we'll go on to public comments on agenda items. Are there any public comments on agenda items at this time? Edie?
I wanted to comment on a comment spam, but do I need to do it now or could I wait till the topic comes up?
I think the appropriate spot would be now.
It's right after public comments on agenda items on the hearing on that ordinance.
Oh, okay.
Right after.
So oh, so there's another, space.
Meeting, though,
yeah. I mean. Either both or both. The hearing part would be good. That would be a better lengthy spot.
So that would be now?
Oh, yeah. In a moment.
Okay,
right after the consent agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks. Okay, hearing none then. We'll go on to the consent agenda. And there's one item, the minutes of the regular meeting of October 14th, 2025. Everyone's had a chance to read over. Any need for corrections? Or seeing none, entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of October 14th, 2025.
I'll make a motion to adopt consent agenda.
A motion by Marita.
I'll second.
Second by Bill. Get a roll call, please, Jake.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Okay, we're going to reports. And the first report is with Public Works Director Julius Carlson, which I'm not sure if he's online. There you go.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be glad.
Okay, thank you. In the month of October, we graded roads, plowed snow, and sanded roads, ordered parts, and replaced a leaking valve on the Volvo loader, got that back running, replaced radiator and some U-joints on our flatbed. We ordered locates for a dig in the new harbor for water line. Moved our excavators down to the harbor to do that and back to the landfill. Ordered new batteries for the sand truck and replaced some old leaking hydraulic cylinders that we couldn't find parts for. Ordered service kits and other parts for the shop heaters. Ordered a new blower motor for the sand truck. Inspected and worked on the sand truck brakes. We have some new rear shoes we need to put on soon. Field city buildings filled potholes and did an oil change on the police interceptor. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Julius. We'll move on to the next report, which is the Water and Sewer Supervisor, Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Reports and samples are done. We had a big water leak at BNC floats in the boat harbor. We shut those off. Diver went down and fixed that. MTHC had a small crew here last week, and they set up remote monitoring at the water plant. We had a meeting with the mayor, Evie, and Solutions East Borough about the water in the new boat harbor. We dug test holes in the new boat harbor and confirmed that there was no water line attached to the float system. We were out looking at the water leaks, pumped the Russian down sewer plant, shut off a bunch of spots around town, preparing for winter and people leaving. Winterized the vaults at the school in the old water tank. Picked up around dumpsters, cleaned the turbo meters, maintenance, the polymer pump, used the jetter at the Napa shop for the drain system, and that's about it.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Dylan. Okay, we'll go on to the next report. This is the Harbor Master's report with Alan Kuchina.
Thanks, Jim. For the month of October, we hauled and launched and stored some boats. We helped Dylan last month with replacing the water pump up by the reservoir, closed the public bathrooms, brought oil up to public works, replaced the hard lines on the fuel pumps with big lift. And that pump has also failed. We got a new pump on there. It's working now. Huffin Electric looked at the damage on the electrical box, and I do believe Puffin Electric gave Jim more of a rundown than they did me. So that's all I got to report for the month of October.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments for Alan? Okay. Hearing none. Thank you, Alan. All right. We'll go on to the next report, which is the Department of Public Safety. And Police Chief Ben Allen was here this afternoon, but he left, and in his place is Richard Lowry. Go ahead, Rich.
All right. For the month of October, there was one arrest. There were 30 calls for 911. There were three 911 missed dials. There were 16 med on-call requests, 18 reports, one theft, one burglary resulted in an arrest. I believe discovery was turned over to the ADA this week on that. Four damage to property, vandalism, one lost or found property report, one violation of conditions of release, one overdose deceased report, one medical assist, one welfare check, one agency assist, three served court documents, and three trespass reports. Officer-initiated activity, there were 29 bar checks, 17 courtesy transports, 441 building checks, a total of 1,089 citizen contacts. For administrative work, we've got one driver knowledge test and two background fingerprint checks. The activity summary is 1,150 miles patrolled. There was a public appearance made for Red Ribbon Week, and they backed up 911 dispatch. Hello?
Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We're still.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that's all we got for the report.
Okay. Are you good? Do you have a report from your department?
From mine, we've got one case that's going for indictment in December. And beyond that, we just conducted a two-week-long interdiction that I was in charge of for whatever reason, where we seized, it was 159,000 milliliters of illicit alcohol going to Western Alaska, and then there was also 100 kilos plus of hard narcotics that were set for distribution throughout the state of Alaska.
All right, thanks, Rich. Yeah, Ben had shown us the picture there of that was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we were hopping for 2 weeks total. We worked around the clock 24/7 for 2 weeks. It consisted of two teams, and the guys were out there and they did a really good job. So we got something, a little bit of everything going to almost every nook and cranny in Alaska, villages that I haven't even heard of. And I've been here for quite a while now. So everybody did a really good job. So appreciate the support.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Any questions or comments for Rich?
Good job, Rich.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. No further comments. We'll move on. The EMS and fire reports. So we'll go on to the finance report with Finance Officer Shar Hansen.
I have no finances this period. I'm in the process of setting up a new finance office. Hopefully I'll have everything up to date by January. And I do have the fish revenue for October was $35,438. And our sales tax for October was $53,623. And that's only for private. I don't have all the sales tax for October. They're not updated. We're behind in that department, so we'll have accurate ones next month.
Okay.
But that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Shar. Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments for Shar? All right. Hearing none. Okay. We'll go on to the next report then. Is the administrator's report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, City Council. Since the last meeting, Mayor Smith, Dylan Jacobson, and I met with the Aleutian Dunes Borough. Dylan already reported on that meeting. So I will not bore you with more detail. Mayor Smith and I are still working with Western Marine to clean up the scrap metal debris that's left behind in the harbor. And I guess we haven't finished filling in the holes and stuff that they left on the property that they leave. So we're working with them on that. I attended the AFN meetings October 16th through the 18th. I was in and out of those meetings paying attention to strengthening relationships with Hawaii and Alaska partnerships, collective voting power to protect hunting and fishing rights in Alaska, stronger subsistence laws and management, and increased funding for public safety, healthcare, and education, as well as public broadcasting. Those were all topics that they covered this year at that convention. And Mayor Smith and I have had several meetings, including with the finance staff, to discuss the way forward. We have decided to move on from our current financial accounting software to QuickBooks. I'm happy to report that we did an extensive study on different finance packages, and QuickBooks seemed to be all that we need at this point. It is the same cost as Banyan data systems that we were using, so we're not increasing any expense there for our accounting, but we do expect to have real-time financial information as soon as we get that all set up. Shar, the finance director, is actually installing that herself. I have the State of Alaska QuickBooks Consultants and Alaska Municipal League's finance team I've been in contact with them to help her if she has any questions. Char, as well as myself, have both worked extensively with QuickBooks, so we're pretty confident that we could probably do this ourselves. But we do want to pay attention to the state of Alaska laws, especially when it comes to RUGA and different finance dollars that we get from them, and how we're tracking those and how we're reporting on those. ANTHC is asked us to post a public notice for the supplemental funding to fund the water and treatment plant upgrades project fully. This is also the Johnson's Avenue sewer main replacement. Those projects have both been funded. Depending on the federal government shutdown, if it doesn't carry on too long, which I think it may end tonight, ANTHC is hoping to complete those projects in the upcoming 2026 construction season. So keep your fingers crossed for that. That's some really good news. More good news about the clinic lease. We heard from Paul Mueller from Eastern Aleutian Tribes earlier today. He has reported that we worked, Mayor Smith and I worked with him to increase our lease amount for the new clinic. And he has come back and reported today that we've almost doubled that lease amount, which is now the new amount is $4.75 per square foot. On top of that, he was successful in getting us the maintenance that we had already put up for RFP earlier this fall. And they are going to pay 100% of that, so we don't have to spend the money that we had saved for that maintenance to the clinic building. So that's some more really super good news. The funding package that we will be getting this year from Eastern Aleutian Tribes is at $1.4 million for lease and repairs and upgrades to our clinic building. So as I stated earlier or in an email to you, we will be redoing the RFP process in the next few months as soon as we get confirmation and sign off on the new dollar amounts. We will start working on that, and hopefully we can have that work, maintenance work, done to the clinic this winter. I'm still working with the USA $750,000 grant for new equipment or new heavy equipment. We're starting to work on the paperwork. The grant has not come through yet. It's approved, but it's not fine, or it hasn't, we haven't started the project yet. So we're going to go ahead and do the paperwork that we can. And we do need to start looking for, I think we're required to have a 20% match on that. I don't remember. I need to look at that again. And I've been working on grant reports. I have applied for two separate disaster funding. One is for the cod fishery of 2022, I believe, and the other one was for the Chinook salmon. Total about little over just under $80,000, I believe, that we should be getting this spring from that. Also received, applied for and did the paperwork to receive $77,000 from the state for the CAP grant, and I believe we received that yesterday. And continue to look for mostly road money. We have some good meetings coming up with the state, also through AML, who is working on energy and transportation systems. So I'll be attending those meetings and working diligently to try to get some funds for our road project. And that's all.
Right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time?
Thank you, Debbie.
Right. Hearing just the one, we'll move on. That concludes our reports. And we'll move on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. But at this time, we'll open the floor to a public hearing on Ordinance 2025-04, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint amending the Title 13, Chapter 6 of the Code of Ordinances, City of Sandpoint, regarding the metal shipping containers. But this time, the floor is open for comments. Edie?
I know this ordinance was put out years ago. And at that time, I did believe it said some maximum of 2 vans. And it looks like you've upped to 3 vans. And the idea originally was to enclose them so they kind of matched your house. But what do you do when you when people put vans on their residential property and there's no house? That when you go up past Wesley's, that place up on the right or the left, and you're going up around the subdivision, those are just vans up there, and that's a residential area.
I think that's his house.
Huh?
That's a house.
Out of van.
The blue house.
They're vans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bear hunt?
Yeah.
Isn't that a house?
Yes.
Yeah, he made a home out of one of those. It's a bear hunt.
They're van.
Oh, yeah, right.
That, you know.
For sure.
According to the resolution. And now he's got another van that matches his house. The idea, I mean, you drive through the boat harbor and you see these vans that have been there for years and what they look like. And you don't want your residential area looking like that. And the idea was to enclose them and kind of have them blend in with your home. And this resolution, I think, just kind of went to the wayside. So now we're getting more and more vans. And I guess you have a deadline or a time limit for people to fall into compliance with the resolution again. So I'm just curious. I just, you know, 2 vans didn't seem like much. Now it's 3 vans. And then you have people living in them. So, yeah. I don't know how to make them look better. You know, I would see maybe people, I don't even know who it is, I'm saying he could be cheap, built it to look like a house, maybe, you know, around it, because that was the idea, to build around the vans and make them blend in with your home. So I'm just curious.
All right, thank you. Yeah, this same thing we've been having trouble with is coming up with the solution, I guess. So thank you for your comment. I guess we'll probably have a little debate here also in a minute. But I guess
I'm glad you're doing something about it and that hopefully these vans get enclosed the way they were intended to be.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment? Okay, not at this time then. All right, at this time we will close the public hearing and move on. I'm not sure if that's the time for that, but we'll move on to the next item of business would be Ordinance 2025-04, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint amending Title 13, Chapter 6 of the Code of Ordinances, City of Sandpoint, regarding metal shipping containers for its second reading. And I guess I would have to ask, is there a motion to put ordinance 2025-04 on the floor for its second reading?
I'd like a motion to put resolution 2025-04 on the floor for a second reading.
There's a motion by Austin. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Jack. And at this time, I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ordinance Title 13, Chapter 6, Section 1, 13-06-020. The council held its first hearing of the City of Sandpoint, that City of Sandpoint ordinance regarding metal shipping containers at their October meeting. This is the public hearing and second reading of the ordinance. The ordinance is attached and all changes are identified in the document. Did you want to have someone read the ordinance? If Jade will read that.
I believe we need to. That is
read the entire ordinance?
I think we're supposed to.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jade. It'd be better if you read it.
Ordinance of the City of Sandpoint amending Title 13, Chapter 6 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Sandpoint regarding metal shipping containers. Whereas metal shipping containers, such as those commonly referred to as conexes, are frequently utilized in Sandpoint for storage and other uses. And whereas the zoning code seeks to ensure that such containers can be used for their utility without diminishing the beauty of our city and the goals of the code regarding residential and commercial zones. Therefore, be it enacted by the Council of the City of Sandpoint, Section 1, Amend 13.06.020, General Provisions of the Code of Ordinance of the City of Sandpoint is hereby amended to read as follows. New language is underlined, old language is struck through. Metal shipping containers in all residential structures and in all commercial zones, the use of metal shipping containers for storage, garage, or other uses shall be limited in the following ways. A. All metal shipping containers must be made to conform with the structure, architectural style, and inserted as color scheme of the adjacent buildings in the zone or a color scheme which is predominant in the zone, and was struck through within two years from the enactment of Ordinance 89-3 by September 5th, and added in by September 15, 2027, if they are already in use and have already been placed in the zone. B. All metal shipping containers being placed in residential struck throughs and commercial zones after the enactment of Ordinance 89-3 and must obtain a temporary use permit inserted as which is valid for 1 year. A temporary use permit can be renewed for up to a year. It was a second 6 month period before. At the end of the temporary use permit period, the storage container must be made to conform with the color scheme of the adjacent buildings in the zone or a color scheme which is predominant in the zone. The removal of any shipping container from a property shall be at the expense of the property owner and shall include all costs associated with equipment, labor, and disposal, if applicable. Properties located within residential zoning districts shall be limited to a maximum of 3 shipping containers. This is a code ordinance. Effective date, the ordinance becomes effective 24 hours after adoption and passed, if it passes this day of...
Okay. Both days are
over
25. Nice. Thank you, Jade. You did read that better than any of us could, so appreciate it. Okay. All right. So I'll hand the floor back to Debbie. I don't know if you have anything further or open it to the council for debate. Yes, it's proper. Right?
Anything further, Mr. Mayor? Thank you.
If I'm any comments, questions on the ordinance we're about to pass, the only two people in the public were not in favor. Jack?
Yeah, I just want to clarify for me on the temporary use permit, because I don't know why once a person put siding on it and a roof on it, they'd want to come back every year to get an okay to have it there for the next year. My only question. I'm ready to be done with this myself, but I'd like that clarified a little bit. I mean, if you can use it, paint it.
Doesn't look like you did.
And it doesn't really clarify very well what would constitute removing a shipping container from the property.
I don't know if
the person goes through all that expense. Yeah, I mean it's there, it's permanent. If you're gonna house it, put it on piling, lift it up off the ground, make it last, it's gonna be there for a while.
Yeah, I might be reading it a different way, but I thought it read like you get the permit, and then you have a year to skirt it, and then I might be reading it wrong.
Just
though.
Change the color.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
We kind of need to be on. It should be clear.
Yeah.
It's an ordinance.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Bill. Any other comments? All right. Hearing none.
I feel like the language is at the end there, it does say that at the end of the temporary use permit period, the storage container must be made to conform with the color scheme of the adjacent buildings. So I think that does clarify that the temporary use permit is a grace period to conform, is how I read it. But I think you're right, it needs to be clear, like explicit.
All right, thank you, Austin. All right, any other comments? All right. We'll go on to call the question on the motion.
Are you planning to amend the ordinance then or no? Is somebody, because you would need to make a motion to amend the ordinance first and then vote on the amended ordinance.
I don't need to know if we need to. I had the same thoughts often that, but I brought that up. Nothing in the room, so if you see a place sitting over there and it's four posts and rusting and falling in, or somebody dies and it's sitting there, and I don't know. I can't think of all the reasons why you want to move it, but certainly don't want kids playing and falling through rusted out roofs.
I have a comment, I guess.
Rita, okay.
So my thing is like, yeah, we give them a year and they still don't do it. I almost feel like we should put a fee in here if they don't comply, because nobody's going to comply otherwise.
I don't think anybody complied in 1992.
I'm sorry. We did.
But some did, yeah.
Yeah, but most people
didn't
get down well.
Something.
That's just my thought. Doesn't have to be a big fee, just
So then, does anyone else feel we should have a penalty? as it was written before. Is that that was in there for? It's pretty simple version.
$3.
About $3. Do you have a suggested amount?
Well, it'd be just like a one-time fee after each year, kind of thing.
Like an annual penalty.
Mm-hmm. What would be a good number for that?
I don't know. Same. You want the number to entice, but then you don't want it to be overwhelming.
Do we make a motion for the amendment?
Yes. Do we want to add language to the a better explanation why you want them removed because of deterioration or no compliance to the? Well, you can't take people's bands, but
yeah, we can untake out failure to comply with section. What was on a $100 fine per year for this violation? Period. First, you can and take out the striking on that.
All right.
Yep. In section before section two, right at the beginning.
Annual 100.
Did you pay it? Understand how we want that written page.
Well, you can comply with this section with a fine of $100 per year for violation. So if it wasn't one, would that mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would it be a different section, not section three?
Well, it should be there. So
well, that was more for
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah,
I think he would probably make that like letter D after C. Just make a D or add a D.
All right.
Yep.
Is there green on that application?
No, I think we can move to a final vote, but there's a motion and a second on amendment. We'll vote on that and then a vote making a second on that. I didn't finish writing it all. The failure to comply within 1 year, within. Will result in a fine of $100 for violation, aka
So the proper you make a motion and a second and vote on additional language, and then you go back and vote on this second. Adopt. Okay, so this is additional change. Okay.
Do we get to think about?
Kind of.
More than $100 to paint the building.
That's what I was saying about 500, but no. I'd be next to paint the building.
I think we need to move. I think we need to get it done.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to amend the resolution. I'd like to make a motion to amend resolution 2025-04. Section with a section D added for failure to comply within 1 year will result in a fine of $100 per violation annually.
All right, we have a motion by Austin. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Maritza. Any further comment? We'll call, please, Jay, on the question.
Amy?
Yeah.
Janie?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Billy?
Yep.
Austin?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. So at this time, do we have a motion to adopt ordinance 2025-04 as amended?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-04 as amended.
Motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
No second.
Second by Bill. Bill, for questions. Roll call, please, Jade.
Marita?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, moving on. The next item of business would be old business. And there's one item, the donation procedure. And I will hand the floor to Debbie, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council discussed its donation process at the August and October meetings. In October, staff were directed to present a game of chance financial report to the regular city council meeting and to draft a donation procedure for this to be discussed at the November meeting. Recommended considerations were to calculate the standard requests, such as Easter, Christmas, events, student and school requests that happen regularly, then determine a donation cap, and then to present a draft donation procedure. The attached donation procedure is for discussion purposes. Pay attention to the cap amount and the annual request limit. Those are the two changes that you would make if you were to agree to a donation procedure. Staff feel that the current process is adequate if you are aware of the amount of money. Is adequate if you are aware of the amount of money you have available to consider. And we have in the financial part of this packet, we have included a budget balance so far, which shows you probably have about $100,000 in your bingo account for operations and making donations. Additionally, I have noticed that, in my research, when I was researching this, several communities have stopped accepting donation requests due to budget constraints. And additionally, I have noticed that many individuals allocated specific amount in their annual budget for regular donations to community events. This would alleviate you from having to discuss these at every meeting, but it would be up to you if you wanted to continue to do that. So attached to this is a City of Sandpoint donation request procedure. The new parts of this, it has a purpose, which is to establish a clear and consistent process for organizations or individuals requesting donations from the City of Sandpoint. And then it shows the procedure section. And then the last section is donation request guidelines, which is something that Jade used all the time in the past. That's not a new section. So I just added that here. It seemed like it fit here in here nicely as part of the procedure for our residents to look at. And also enclosed in this, in the packet, is the City of Sandpoint donation request application that we currently use.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Oh, there's no action on this, right? Yeah. This is discussing changes to our procedure. Okay, any further comment? All right, hearing none. Jade?
Your clarification. Are you the recommended changes that Debbie's that she introduced in there, or is that what are you adopting that or is approving it? I mean, just so I know moving forward, is that what we're following?
I would say we're having discussion about this,
there we go.
And we're going to be talking about it again in maybe that January meeting where we just kind of maybe can take a make a list of things that we normally give to and see. But I think it's just like something that we've that I have been asking for a while. And that, you know, financially we're kind of gotta watch our stuff. So I think it's a good thing to talk about. And we've already had a discussion earlier and we disagree with a couple of things that we need to come together about. Well, it was more just kind of like okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah. Right. Seems appropriate. Okay. Just making sure we weren't supposed to vote on it.
No.
That's where I was like, thanks, Dave. And thanks, Amy. Okay. So, moving on to new business. The first item is the 2026 proposed leases. And being so we're going to change a couple of things, right? We have the changes.
My computer in front of me.
Yeah. Here.
Let me get it back.
Here, I'll hand the floor to Jade here, and then we will read the changes that we will vote on. I think.
Included in the packet is the proposed leases for 2026. There are a few new leases and some pre-existing leases that are in there that are not getting any changes or approved on. We had a discussion earlier about the old clinic leases and the rates, and I'm not sure what direction council wanted to do with that, but the Alaska court system, they set their own rate for our building. This is through the state, and we have a few leases that are into the end of next year and approved to the end of 2027 with their own rates included, and I guess that's all I have to add. Any questions?
All right.
I would like to see the old clinic leases be the same. I'd like them to be at 165 per square foot. But keep, you know, in line with the other ones.
You mean like all?
Yep.
To make them all the same?
Yes, to make them all the same.
Good. Thank you, Amy. Any other comments? Rita?
Can we make sure we bring this to the council, not November or December, maybe prior to, in case we do have to make adjustments and maybe that we need to know the fuel expense and electricity expense, maybe if that takes an effect or anything moving forward, I guess.
To make sure it's covering the costs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Rita. Austin?
Just in terms of the question of changing the shop's square footage rate, I'm also not in favor of changing that rate at this time. I think they're hiring people locally. They're paying sales tax. I would like to support a business that's actually operating, providing a service for the community at this time. I know that maybe further down the line, it's worth a conversation, but I think that it's hard enough to make it probably as it is today for him.
Okay. Thank you, Austin. Okay. Any other comments? So, did we agree on the last two on there making those 165 also, or was that not an agreement?
I think that's what they're clearing up.
Yeah. But the last two of the one was suggesting all of these would be the same at 165, correct? Except for except for what?
In the leases with make a motion to approve the leases with that change, like asking that to be changed.
Were we doing that or were we approving as is?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that a little bit. I don't know if Shar's there and if she pulled up the numbers. I should have done that after the workshop. But we looked at this pretty extensively. We were concerned about whether or not we were able to pay the expenses at that building. And I don't know how we ended up with the discrepancy. I think the shop was leased after the other two. So I don't know if we want to just wait until January to make changes to this to be sure that we're covering the cost of fuel and electricity for that building. And it hasn't even been a year, I don't believe, that since we've been tracking this again to make sure that we're covering expense for operations.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Marita, did you have a question?
Well, I know, can we approve all but the old clinic just so Jade is able to do her job prior to 2026?
Yes.
This is what we did last year, so yeah. We're doing the same thing.
So, yeah. Well, or have a meeting for December.
Both in to approve the Sandpoint proposed leases, except for leave out the old clinic leases.
So, we'll come on, right?
We discussed that later. The old clinic leases to be discussed at a later date.
We have a second.
A second.
I have a second by Bill. Any further comments? Okay. All the question.
Jeannie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
All right. Motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item. Which is a donation request, I believe, across my agenda. There it is. By the QTT tribe for the community Christmas potluck. And they were asking for a donation between 500 and 1,000. See anybody here from QT? So
it's motion to give the QTT $1,000 or their donation request.
Okay, we have a motion by Amy.
I'll second.
1,000. And a second by Bill. Any further comments? All right, if not, roll call, please, Jade.
Jack? Marita?
Yes.
Amy? Janie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of new business is a donation request by the Sandpoint Close-Up Class. And they are requesting 4,000. I think that was it. And who would like to speak for that? I can share.
I don't speak, but they all put it on me.
Oh, they give you the $5?
Yeah. They'll talk when sleep.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, this is the junior class, class of 2027. They've been working hard. I came and was their advisor in eighth grade, and they were actually working before eighth grade on money for close up. Because when I came, they were already raising money for a four-wheeler and stuff. It's just turning in to be more money than, prices have been going up. I thought when we were kind of estimating 6,000 a person was on the high side, so that we wouldn't necessarily have to raise a whole lot of money senior year for graduation. With Sherilyn's budget, with her thing, it's over 6,000 now, or over $6,000 a person. We've raised really close to $30,000 so far over the past few years. And now she's estimating it to be $52,000. So we are over halfway, but that was a bit shocking when I was thinking, we're at 48, we would have more than enough. And now 48 is not even enough. And so it's you know, we got to start paying the bills and stuff for it. So they've been working really hard. We're just getting down to crunch time. They've been fundraising. Halloween Carnival, we raised $1,600. But now most of the big fundraising things for them is kind of over. We don't have any games for them to fundraise. Post-ups got to be paid at the end of January. We can still pay for our hotel and, you know, airfare to get to Anchorage later. But we all know, I mean, that's past 4 years since I've been here, that airfare is just, you know, getting outrageous. And so that's a lot of the big, you know, reason the price isn't going up, I think. And so they're just looking for some help from the city. We still have some money coming in, but we don't really know. The borough hasn't told us, or the district, put everything together on it. We just have a lot of unknowns yet. So we're just hoping that the city can donate 4,000, or the six of them, seven including them.
All right. Thank you. All right. Any questions? Comps.
Someone
who's 8 with him. Yeah. Oh, was I off? He's not here, so he's getting back for it. Yeah. Okay, terrible. Any questions or comments? If not, we have a motion and an amount for the class.
I'll make a motion. I believe the group is pretty similar size from last year, so I'd go with $3,000 to the class of, what's the class? What's the class for 2026?
Here we have a motion by Marita.
I'll second that.
Second by Amy. If there's no further questions, comments, roll call, please, Jade.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Janie?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, moving on to the... Oh, thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. You guys have a great rest of your year over there. Yeah, you can just run off. And leaving the teacher.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Get away when we can.
Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Number four is the mayor and city administrator responsibilities discussion. I forgot where we left off on that. We're moving that to a further date, or did we have?
Yeah, we need to set up a workshop for that right. Sole subject.
Yeah, that's kind of what's the
thing that was in the
general consensus. So we'll move that discussion for another day again. Okay. We're on to public comments. Do we have any public comments at this time?
Just looking at the ordinance that you amended and basically adopted, there's places in there where you cross out commercial property and you identify the individual's responsibility to do something with the vans if they're abandoned or let go or whatever. But there's nothing in here but the leased property that the city has in the harbor and the responsibility of who it is. It says the responsibility of the landowner. And the landowner that's leasing the property down there doesn't own that land in the city. So you should probably identify whose responsibility it is. Just a suggestion. And the way this is set up, when you made the amendment, because of how we're trying to be as strict as possible here, we couldn't comment on the amendment because there's discussion at the council there and you have different places in your agenda for comments from the public. So you might think about making it available to the public to make comments, because depending on how many people are out here, you get a lot of different ideas and maybe get some good ones. But outside of that, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, on an ordinance, perhaps. Edie?
On the same topic, how are you going to notify the people that this affects or is affected by it.
Like the people who own the vans?
Yeah.
Like
that need to take steps to get a permit or to get it coded or sided and whatever.
That would be left to us, I guess. We'd have to drive up and find them and send out the
mail them. If you put it posted like in the post office or the store, a lot of people aren't here.
Right.
Or, you know,
I think we'd have
stockholders or whatever.
We'll make every effort to contact the property.
The sooner the better. They have to make arrangements to get the materials to do whatever they have to do. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of people, by the way. There's a few of them. We all seen it. So.
Yeah, you have to see where, because I'm assuming it's the same that when it was originally enforced, it said it was for commercial landowners, and it didn't affect the commercial landowners. Well, you know, I don't know which lots, like downtown here, are commercial. There's vans, but I know that from the store up to the corner there, I remember being at the meeting when they zoned that commercial, the whole block.
I think it is.
So, I don't know down here with the clinic, you know, up that whole block, I don't know if that's commercial. So, I mean, there's people that you think that they have vans on commercial or residential lots that are not residential.
Yeah, there's a few. Yeah. Like around the clinic area and Unga Tribe, that's commercial lot. Some of it. But I think as far as the harbors has leases that say they have to maintain the property. It has to be left the way they got it.
Do those vans down there pay a lease on their where they have their vans set? Or rental?
You mean like Trident? Which?
All the vans are in the harbor.
Although that's rented, yes.
They pay a lease on that?
Yeah.
$300 annual fee.
Yeah, I forgot the amount. I'm trying to look it out, but $300 a year. It's rather cheap. Even the little, you know, everybody's got a locker, I guess it is. They're pretty cheap too. So we were actually looking at that. So those are rentals though, the lockers.
Thank you for your effort.
But yeah, thanks. Some of this is tough, and then where to go with it is another. Okay, thank you guys. Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to public comment. Oh, we did the public. Sorry, council comments.
Okay. I was about to start the step in the plan to add this to the problem in our community and come up with a community plan, if possible.
Okay. We spoke about this in our workshop and we had some ideas. And we'll keep moving forward with that. Any other council comments? Austin?
I just want to express appreciation to all of the departments at the city that are working really hard. Public Works, Finance, Water, Sewer, Harbor, the Water, the Refuse and all that. Everyone's doing great work. Also want to say thank you to the Police Department for all the work they're doing. I think that Sandpoint has, I think you could argue, one of the best police departments probably for a community of our size. And very impressive the work they're doing, and I very much appreciate everything that they've accomplished over the last several months.
All right, thank you, Austin. Any other comments, Amy?
Jay, thanks for getting a scholarship to go to your class.
I was just reading that. Yeah,
you know, that's important. It's if anything, but we're glad you're going to that. So thanks.
Yeah,
Jack. Sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say at the workshop I wasn't here today. My own fault, but you know, you don't get to do business in the workshop. That's what I'm here now.
Right.
So whatever happened there, you know, needs to be, maybe you should say what happened in the workshop.
Okay. All right, thanks. Okay, any other comments? I can't think of any remarks on that one yet, but I think Jane put it out there on that one topic, but any other comments? All right, none at this time. Agenda items for next meeting. I believe that one or two. So one is what Jane was proposing there. And of course, I believe our next meeting will be in January. So we'll have our midterm budgetary process. Anything else?
Do you want to have that discussion or
and possibly, well, we're going to have a workshop for that, so okay, that'll be a separate. Right. Since we had two topics, like there may be an extra workshop then.
Well, can we, we're not doing anything in December, can we schedule January? So we kind of have, instead of waiting till the city council meeting on the 13th, can we schedule when our workshop would be? Or are you going to take care of it in a shot, an additional one? Because we keep kind of like it's last month.
Right.
We talked about, I know Debbie had made a comment about, I can't remember what it said now, but it was, and then do we want to have an additional workshop or do we want to keep all the stuff, like talked about the stuff at the end of the meeting, talked about our Jeannie's ideas? Are we doing that in a week meeting or are we having a special workshop for that with the financial part of it? Is that just a normal meeting?
So the meeting is January 13th?
Yeah.
Debbie, would you like a workshop the day before the meeting date? Of course, other items, things you're going to be possibly applying with.
Additional days. It sounds like the council wants to really look at the budget. So hopefully we should be able to have that done by then. In January, that would be the 13th.
Sweet. When do you think it? Sure.
We could.
Like the 12th?
That week. Is Char there?
Yeah, she's still there. Yeah. But maybe another additional workshop the day earlier or day later, I guess, would be okay if it's not something we're going to have in a meeting. That would be not an answer I have.
Whatever council wants to do, we'll work hard to get prepared for it the best we can.
When would you like an additional? Would you like it near that meeting?
My question was that we keep talking about like meeting and talking about something. So did we need more time to talk about like the stuff that's than our normal meeting? Do we need more time to talk about those things in the, to the whatever? Or are we okay with our normal meeting? That's all I'm asking so I can kind of schedule things.
The workshop you talked about, also workshopping the mayor's city administrator responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a separate workshop also?
Yeah,
that's on its own, right?
But I guess
but that was February, right? Maybe February.
Well, I don't.
You can do. I mean, we don't have to do that. Like this time, you provided some information for you to start looking at. And then at the next meeting, we could just add on to that and do that all until like May or June, until the end of the year. I don't think we'll do it all in one day unless, I mean, maybe you will. I don't know, but.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll have.
OK. So we'll just.
You might want to hear from other communities. You might, I don't know. I don't know what their comfort level is or where you think they're going with that.
All right. Any other?
I just want to say in the last meeting, I believe I requested, I've read a couple times, like, hey, can we have, it doesn't have to be a special meeting, but maybe more, another workshop to talk about things that we're just kind of like, I don't feel like we're having enough time. And we keep talking about, yeah, well, we'll talk about that then. We'll talk about that then. I mean, that's just my feeling. If you guys the rest don't want to do it, that's fine. But I feel like we need additional time instead of like a time crunch between two. And so what day would we like to have do that?
Are you just having a meeting to talk?
I don't think we can call it a talking meeting. I think we have to call it a workshop.
About the mayor and administrative
and then duties. And do some in-depth talking about other stuff that, well, we'll talk about that then. We'll talk that we kind of put off.
Or you can add the budget or
the
finances.
Yeah.
Just so we can ask questions or that just seem to be put off, I guess, kind of thing.
Yeah. And we can add to it. But I think we need more than just a couple hours prior to our meeting to have conversations.
Okay.
I want to hear more about Jamie's ideas.
So we got 2 months, basically. Well, 1 month, a full month. It becomes quick, a month and a half. So I would suggest just do the regular date, January 12th. And then maybe if we have some additional things, we could add it between now and then, since we can't decide or... Well, I think I understand what you're talking about. There's a few things we haven't ever brought to a meeting that we always have been suggesting.
Well, we've asked for executive sessions to talk about things. Those are always put off. We like a workshop so we can discuss a few topics and maybe feel like we're getting somewhere.
Okay. So shall we just keep in touch until the next meeting date then and add whatever we think is necessary between now and then?
Can we schedule a workshop?
I'm learning as we're going here because I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But yeah, I guess I will learn. So that's all I have to do.
I think we should have a workshop on the 12th or a workshop on the 12th and then our meeting on the 13th. Is that a good time for you guys? Or do you need to do it? Should we do it on a Saturday? You want to do it last Saturday or Sunday? Or
spread out.
Or we're not time crunched.
I have annual meeting on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Monday, Tuesday it seems fine. Right.
The one thing for sure, if I get it, I guess it's still kind of a problem, but you can't hardly look at one thing without looking at the other when it comes to the operation of the city. And the lobbyist is very important person. I've seen him, I've paid him many times and not much happened. And then I've seen him save our butt. And sit on a couple different councils. So, and it's important that the administrator and mayor and in work.
Okay, thank you, Chuck.
Just a quick comment, you're talking about January.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm not really positive, but I think they moved the Board of Fish meeting up from February to January.
Oh, no.
And major meeting. And then besides that, when you're talking about 12th or 13th, that's 2 days before opening. And you know what? I don't know if you got anything that's regarded to fisheries or anybody doing anything with the harbor and whatnot, but they're getting into a really busy summer either. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dick.
Thanks.
You know the dates when they moved up the fish meetings? You know what the dates are?
They're normally in February.
Did they move them up to January? Did you hear when in January?
As far as I know, they did. I haven't seen the date.
Okay. You don't have a date. Okay.
Probably when it's most inconvenient for us.
Yeah. Anyway, we can add workshops between now and then.
But if you want to,
Yeah, we could actually have a special
meeting. I think about the ugliest day in February and March. That's what I
mean. Let me know it's snowing and raining. Okay. Anyway, for one thing, though, we do have a meeting on January 13th, workshop.
Because we're to finish, there's going to be a lot of out there.
I have to look into that before we decide that.
Well, maybe we'll have to move that date even to... Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good question.
Just email us. Let us know.
So we may have this on Christmas.
We want this.
Okay, there's a few things we need to do. So we got that point across.
Christmas, unless the building.
Yeah. Okay, so the next meeting date is uncertain. And then, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I will do adjourn.
I have a motion by Jack. Do we have a second? Second by Rita. We are adjourned at 8:16.
8:16.
16.
Good evening.
Some of that stuff gets interesting, I swear, but what do you do?
Can you when you're able to attend this year?
Oh, yeah, we've been meeting. Going through the PML.